Well, Matty, you're getting a bit of a run in the team here and 3 wickets under your belt today. You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Well, I mean, it's always nice to get a few wickets under the belt and help the lads out. I mean, playing in a few games recently, just trying to find my footing in the first team, you know, trying to secure a place or at least put up a competition for selection. And anything that I can do to help the team, I'm willing to do.
What was your thoughts when you were told by John Lewis that you were going to actually play at Canterbury? Because that's where you made your debut a few weeks ago. And it was a bolt out of the blue, really, wasn't it, for a lot of people?
Well, some would say, yeah. But it's a weird one. Sometimes you think, well, I'm going down the squad. You're really happy, ecstatic to be in the squad. And then all of a sudden you get the nod in the huddle and everyone's like the pressure. But really, you just got to put it at the back of your mind and hopefully back your game and perform on the day.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a young lad, 18 years old, one of the youngest debutants I think Durham have had in quite some time.
Age is just a number, really. You work hard through the winter, I feel fine, I feel strong, so I don't see there's no reason why I can't be playing at this level.
Yeah. Now today, just after tea, you got the wicket of Matt Critchley when he was on 102 LBW. Talk us through that one.
Well, just the thought behind that one, I'd bowled a few away swings at him and I thought, well, why not try and bring one back at him? And it fortunately pitched it up in the right area and he decided to play across the line of the ball, and it's a great wicket to have, isn't it?
And they lost with his wicket, 5 wickets for 28 runs, and you're thinking, well, Durham are probably going to be batting about 15 overs out at the end of the day, but wasn't it be, because that final stand is worth 66 now from Gurjit Sandhu and Billy Godelman.
Well, yeah, I think credit to them, they batted really well with the new ball. It was never going to be easy for them. We could have been more disciplined with the way that we bowled towards at the end, but all in all, I think credit to them, they batted really well through it.
Yeah, I mean, Durham have done that a few times in recent games with Barry McCarthy and Chris Rush with adding a few. I think their last three partnerships have been worth more than 50 runs in the last three games, haven't they? So it teams are doing that these days.
Yeah, everyone can bat in the team now. It's not, you can't hide anyone in the team, really. Everyone's got to be able to bat, and lower order runs, like contributions, are really, really helpful.
Talk us through the Billy Godelman moment. He appeared to edge towards the gully, and Graham Clark appealed for a catch. From our commentary position, two of us thought it hadn't carried. The Radio Derby commentator thought it had, so we couldn't make our minds up between us. The umpires conferred and decided it didn't, but I think Graham believes he took the catch, yeah?
Well, I mean, Graham's an honest lad, so if Graham said that he's caught the ball, I think 9 times out of 10, Graham's probably caught the ball, but when it's a situation like that where you've got a batsman standing, the umpires are put under pressure. I mean, the umpire's going to give a decision one way or the other, and you've just got to get on with the game, don't you, really?
Yeah, well, that's what they're for, isn't it? It's for them to decide at the end of the day.
You can't argue with an umpire's decision. If the umpires say, no, we're not sure, fair play. If they're not sure about the dismissal, then you can't exactly give a batsman now, can you?
Tell us a little bit more about you. Then you've played in the academy team, the North East Premier League this season, and what's your background? I gather Robert of Newminster School in Washington, is that right? I was there yesterday watching a fun run, bizarrely, but where's your club cricket been?
Club cricket started off at Philadelphia quite young, and then I decided to throw in the bags and move up to Washington to try and like get in the North East Premier League, like try and play a different standard of cricket, progress my game, played I think two years before I was brought into the academy by John Windows, and spent the first year in the academy not doing anything special, just playing a few second team games, and then this year just trying to push on, really.
Yeah, and I'd get wrong if I don't ask this question, but Ash Thorpe does some of the commentaries with me. He's involved at Washington Cricket Club. Has he had any impact on you at all?
Well, yes, it's always nice to have Ash. I know I can give him a call, I'll give him a text anytime I want, and he's always rooting for me, so it's a perfect kind of man. You can talk to him about anything.
And you're just enjoying being part of this now and bowling some really nice hostile stuff as well.
Oh, it's always nice to bowl some hostile stuff. You've got to have a bit of drive in the middle to get you through those hard spells.